Welcome back to the Legend of You podcast, where we empower you to unleash the legend within by sharpening your mental faculties, improving relationships, and strengthening your connection to the universe. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Linnell Osinga, and now is the time to unleash the legend within. Welcome to the Legend of You podcast. Man, I am so happy and thankful that we get to spend this Monday with you all and hopefully empower you throughout this week. I'm joined, as always, with this lovely woman by my side and my co-host, Linnell. I hope that you enjoyed last week's episodes. This week, we want to kind of go into the weeds. It's another relationship topic that I don't really feel like a lot of people are talking about, but it's a big topic inside of like lady only situations, right? Like when Linnell goes to her workout classes or she's just kind of talking to other married women, this is a topic that is arising. And so I would like to hit it and really kind of talk about it. I don't know if I have all the solutions to it, but I feel like we should at least explore it, and maybe we can come up with some of the whys behind its occurrence, and that's guilt in the marriage, and not so much on the men's part, because us men will go hunting, we'll watch a ball game, we will read for 2 hours. When I chose to really dive into personal development, I was like religiously doing this for several hours. I still do it for several hours a day, and I would be mad if someone interrupted this time. Okay. If I'm working, I am working. Okay. And you better come in that door with a leg missing, right? if you're going to interrupt me. Okay. And I don't know if it's just a guy thing, our ability to take that time out for ourselves and to focus on whatever it is that is in front of us. But the women, on the women's side, you guys have some issues with that, right? And you guys have a lot of guilt behind taking time out for yourselves, even if it's something that is going to make you a better you, right?
I know. And that's the thing. Like, even though we have these topics, there's no real solution to it besides just doing it.
Right.
Like, just besides saying like, hey, I'm going to go work out and schedule it, and then this is the time I'm busy.
Regardless of
what your kids say, yeah, what husband right. says, somebody calls you, they need you at the last minute. Once again, I learned key fact, a little tip here, that just because it's somebody else's emergency doesn't make it yours.
Amen.
And when I heard that last year, it was such an aha moment for me to be able to say no more, because that pressure of feeling like just because you're going through something, why do I have to take that on as if it was happening to me? Right. And a lot of times, yes, I'm not saying that if you have a girlfriend and she's going through something that you don't need to be there for her. But in the moment of you doing something that's valuable for yourself, you need to take that time. And if you have a wonderful partner like I do, I have an amazing husband who really has always been pushing me to do more for myself, to say no more often to the children, to my family, to friends, to coworkers, you know, that have came and asked me to do things, especially at last minute. And I'm like, damn. And he knows I'll come home and I wouldn't mind helping or, you know, taking my kids somewhere or, you know, doing anything for my family. But it always came at a price that I had to pay.
Yeah,
because I never got a chance to do for myself, and not because it was their fault. It was my fault.
Well, and for us, it was also just the way that life played out. When our kids were young, I was in the Army and I was working all the time. And so she had to, by default, be the one to take. And we have, you know, four kids, but three of them were special needs. So at one point, she's the one taking them to all of their, you know,
therapy sessions.
Yeah, therapy sessions. You know, everything that needs to be done for those kids, she's really doing it throughout the day. Yeah, I come home and I would help. I would try to do what I could, whether that be helping them get ready for bed or helping her finish dinner or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't take away from the 16 hours. Sometimes I'd work 16-hour days, right? So that doesn't take away from the 16 hours, okay, or the time at night, because there was a long period of time where Taylan, our third child, wouldn't go to sleep, and she was up, right? And she allowed me to sleep because I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. So she was always putting herself out there and sacrificing. And it became, I think, an habit for you to the point where if you weren't doing that, it made you feel bad as if you weren't taking on your motherly roles.
Would that right. be accurate? That is accurate. I would feel like I wasn't doing my part. You know, like I'm the one, I have to make sure that if somebody calls me, I have to be there for them, you know, because why would you call me? You know, and be there. Well, they call me because I'm always going to say yes. That's why they call me. And my children, as they got older, there were certain things that they could do on their own. But why would they if they knew they would just come get mommy and mommy would just do it? You know what I'm saying? I'm stopping what I'm doing in the moment and just, you know, take over for them. They never learned anything in that. You know what I'm saying? The only thing they learned is, hey, she has no boundaries. And guess what? I get to interrupt her and she's always going to be there. I want my children to know I'm always going to be there for them. But I also want them to learn how to respect my boundaries. And I had to teach people. That's the biggest thing. I had to teach people how to respect my boundaries. But I had to learn what that was first. I had to really hone in on what it is that I needed for myself every single day. And I had to say no to everybody but myself so that I could be the best version of who it is I'm supposed to be.
And I think that you hit a key thing, and that's teach people how to treat you.
Yes.
You teach people how to treat you. I have been around tons of people that are very disciplined with their life. Okay. And you know what? Everyone in their life respects the shit out of that person.
Yes.
They know he's taught them that you don't come to me during these times unless it is like super important, life altering things are taking place, right? And you as women can do that very same thing. Now, I know that, like, if you were with our dynamic earlier in our marriage where you have 4 kids and, you know, the husband's at work and it doesn't make sense for daycare to happen because it's too expensive. Mm. So it's cheaper for you to stay home. Then things are going to look different, but you can still schedule time for yourself. See, this is something we didn't know back then. We didn't know how to schedule time, right? I just did I have a Legend of You Mastermind meetup group, which, by the way, if you're not a part of, you should definitely,
of course,
you know, get there. But I just did a time management like seminar teaching thing. And I talked about how you can time block everything, right? From dates to, you know, your own personal time. And it becomes something that can be habitual that you, and what ends up happening is you get everything done. Plus you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. We all have 24 hours in a day. Elon Musk, you know, all the richest and wealthiest people, they only have 24 hours in this day. The difference is they manage their activity. Mm-hmm. And so as mothers, you're going to have to begin to put things in place to manage it correctly. So that way you can take care of yourself because you deserve time. You deserve to be able to read. You deserve to be able to do whatever it is that you want to do each day. Okay. And you just have to be disciplined and teach your husband, teach your children, teach your mother-in-law how to respect it. All right. It doesn't make you a bad person.
No, not at all. Nope. I don't believe that. And at the end of the day, once you start doing that, setting those boundaries, start saying no, stop feeling guilty for you taking care of yourself first. then everyone around you sees how much happier you are. Mm. And they want to give you that time. They're actually looking forward to you taking that time out for yourself so that they know when you come back, you are a better version of who it is you were supposed to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, even Linnell, like if she knows when I didn't have time in the morning to, like if I woke up late, because I'm human, right? There's days where I don't wake up when I said I was going to wake up. I try not to make it 2 days in a row, but it is what it is. But if I miss that routine, I am a completely different person. And you can just tell. You can tell with my attitude.
I'm like, you need to go read. Right. Go meditate. What?
Yeah, we'll take that cold shower, boy. Right? And, you know, I've heard that from a lot of different people that are real serious into self-development. If they don't get that time, if they miss that for whatever the reason is, everyone in their life can tell. Mm-hmm. And that's an amazing thing, mm-hmm. right? It's amazing to be at a place in life where people encourage you to go get that time, right? And so I think that we actually did solve this little riddle, right? You know, we can make excuses. And this is the last thing I want to say. You can make excuses for anything, okay? You can make excuses that you won't have time. You can make excuses why you can't time block and put things in place to manage the activity within the day. But I promise you that if you work hard enough at it, you can find exactly how to manage your activity to be able to produce everything you want each and every day. All right. Get the time in for yourself, your kids, your husband, your job, all of it. All right. You just have to be intentful with everything that you do.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to read something real quick. And it said, the walls of your comfort zone are lovingly decorated with your lifelong collection of favorite excuses. Mm. And you know what? When I heard that, it was like another aha moment for me, because I realized that I was using my children, my husband, my family, my friends, different people, different scenarios to make excuses and stay in the comfort zone of that. And not be able to apply the boundaries so that I'd have an excuse later. Mm. I'd have a reason to blame somebody else, right? And then here I am feeling guilty for what? Me not doing what I said I was going to do for myself. Mm. I didn't listen to my own goal. I didn't set my own goal for that day because I allowed somebody else to come in and take away that goal from me. But that's my fault. So I'm really feeling guilty is your own being. That's it. It's your own being. When you decide not to be guilty any longer for what you've decided, then you will move to the next level of your life.
Yeah. And I think that kind of sums it up, because at the end of the day, extreme ownership, you're responsible for everything in your life. And when we'll do an episode on extreme ownership and go into the weeds of that one day, because I feel like that was something that really changed my life as well. When mm-hmm. you stop pointing the finger at everybody else yes. and start looking at yourself, it's actually empowering. It's hard. It's very hard.
Very hard.
But it's empowering. And this is a part of what she's saying is that you have to take responsibility of all of it. If you don't get something done, it's usually because you didn't do something or you allowed something to come in to take your focus or your energy away from that thing. Still your fault.
It is. Because okay. you know what? Once I decided to work out, right, I just had to make a conscious decision. He leaves by 6 o'clock in the morning. So I need to work out by 5 in the morning. So I'm back by 5:45. He can go to work. I got my workout in. Right. I was able to rediscover what was going on in the inside of my mind, be able to help my self-consciousness, be able to really be fuller in the day and more energized in the day mm-hmm. because I worked on myself first before my children even got up.
Yeah.
So once you just transition and figure out that you take away that word guilt out of your life, you say, nope, I'm not going to give that any entertainment. Then guess what? Like I said, you move on to the next level.
Yeah. And you all deserve to be at the highest level in this life.
Amen.
All right. Look, I think that's all we need to talk about on this. As always, if I can ever be of service, there will be a link in the show notes for a free 30-minute breakthrough session with me. So if you're going through some things, you need some guidance, you need an ear, guess what? It's free. I don't want anything from you, okay? Except for you to be ready to receive some value. Okay. So if you need that, please click on that link. And I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode. Until next time, go kill it.